An Illinois resident passed away earlier this month, and public health officials think it may be the first death in the country linked to vaping. This comes as hundreds of people, including teenagers, have been hospitalized around the country with severe lung disease that might also be linked to vaping. That includes at least 11 confirmed cases in Wisconsin. It's not clear what kind of vaping products were involved in the hospitalizations and whether they were commercial or homemade products. Kate Thayer covers health along with other topics for the Chicago Tribune. She covered the story for that paper. Kate, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, let's start with this reported death now in Illinois. It sounds like we don't know a lot about it, except that there's maybe some connection to vaping. What do we know?
Yeah, so we know that nearly 200 people across the country, including many in Wisconsin and 22 in Illinois, were hospitalized for this unknown respiratory illness, and they also, the patients, reported vaping. And as far as the death, all we know is it's an adult who is among those hospitalized who died, and this adult died sometime earlier this month. And that's really all that they tell us right now.
What do we know about the vaping connection for these other, as you say, a couple hundred people with this respiratory illness? We know it sounds like that we were vaping. We don't know necessarily what they were vaping.
Right. So federal and state public health officials say that it's, you know, really early in these investigations, so they don't know if these patients were vaping nicotine e-cigarettes, if there was THC, if this respiratory illness is more related to those other ingredients that are often found in these products, you know, which are can be some kind of harmful things that they use for flavoring. And also, those in the vaping industry are pointing to the possibility of maybe this is sort of like black market amateur-made vapes, but no one can confirm that either. So they really don't know much and are still testing patient specimens as well as products to try to come up with answers.
And yeah, taking a step back for people who haven't vaped themselves, used e-cigarettes themselves, mm-hmm. People might be vaping and using a commercially packaged product. As you say, some people might be tweaking it with other additives like THC, or people might be trying to home brew their own product. It's kind of a Wild West scenario for what people end up putting in their vaping device. Is that right?
Right. That's what we're hearing. Also, just in general, this practice of vaping is still pretty new. So even the products sold in stores, we don't necessarily know that much about it, whereas we might know certain things about, you know, traditional tobacco cigarettes. But certainly some of these initial ingredients they're finding, you know, aren't so great to put into your lungs. So, but they're still trying to come up with what exactly is affecting these patients, and especially that the one Illinois resident that died.
We're talking to Kate Thayer from the Chicago Tribune about mysterious respiratory ailments likely connected to vaping, not necessarily clear what kind of vaping products were involved in these cases. Kate, again, stepping away from these particular cases, you wrote a piece on kind of what parents need to know when it comes to vaping, because it's clear that a fair amount of underage users are using these products. What kind of things did you look at?
Right. So doctors and addiction specialists tell us that, you know, vaping is popular among this age group because, you know, it's easier for them to hide. It's not, like, smelly like tobacco cigarettes might be. But that there is this misconception out there that it's just water vapor, and so it might be harmful. And that's just not true. Most of these products have other things in them, like we've been hearing. And there was even a recent study that showed just simply vaping water vapor could possibly be harmful because of these other additives that are in these devices. So they're basically cautioning parents that this is not a safe alternative for kids. You know, they were more marketed to adults who want to quit smoking, or at least that's what the companies are saying now, who are, of course, under fire for marketing to kids with fruity flavors like that. But really, doctors just let parents know that these are not harmless products. It's not a harmless activity, and that they should really be watching their kids and telling them about the dangers of vaping.
And when it comes to kids using these vaping products, there's concern among public health officials that this could be turning around the gains we've made on nicotine. We've gotten better at keeping kids from smoking. This might be turning the numbers in the other direction.
Right. So smoking's on the decline, especially among young people, but vaping, however, is increasing. And the thing that they've told me is that when a young person vapes, they might be able to do it more because it is so easy to hide. So then they'll be getting more nicotine, and then they get addicted, and then that could be a gateway to using traditional cigarettes.
Now, getting back to these ailments related apparently to vaping of something, who is investigating this in a place like Illinois? What do you know about what's happening as they try to dig into the causes here?
The lead agency heading up that process is the Illinois Department of Public Health. They have called in the CDC, and the FDA is also assisting, and other state health departments they're in touch with, as well as local county health departments.
And what are you watching for next as you continue to report on vaping and this mysterious ailment?
So I think what we're looking for is, well, certainly more about what exactly these people were vaping and what is the danger here. And, you know, if these hospitalizations rise, if there's more patients out there, if, you know, God forbid there's more deaths, those are the things that we'll be looking for.
Kate, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
That was Kate Thayer, a reporter who covers health and trends for the Chicago Tribune. She was with us today to talk about the death of an Illinois resident that public health officials think may be the first vaping-related death in the country, though, as we just heard, there's still a lot of unanswered questions.